You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and we are in beautiful downtown Los Angeles every Sunday from 5 to 5:50 p.m., and we are about informative entertainment. We basically help people who are starting out in the entertainment business trying to pursue a dream to come to Los Angeles. We're trying to get you out of your Monday through Friday 9-to-5 jobs, and we say, if you have a dream, come to Los Angeles, or New York, actually. We don't care where you go, as long as you just pursue your dream. And we have guests on every week that basically inspire, motivate, encourage you, and bring us tips and resource information that will help you in whatever type of field you're pursuing. And we hope that you enjoy that. And if you like the show, we'd love for you to go to the forum and send us an email. It takes just a couple minutes to sign up. You just put your email address and tell us we loved your guest today, or we love the show, or ask any questions that you want to ask for a future topic. You can also email me any questions or topics at Priscilla@questionreality.us. That's Priscilla at questionreality.us, not .com. It's U.S. for United States. So we have various guests. We have producers, directors, talent managers, casting agents. I know everybody in the business. And today we're having a voiceover artist. Actually, he's a voiceover producer, director, actor. And a lot of people had been saying to me, you know, I want to break into the voiceover business, but I hear it's so clicky and it costs something. It costs so much to get a demo, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bring somebody on that can dispel all those rumors or confirm them. I don't know. We're going to have to find out as we talk to him in a couple minutes. So again, we hope you enjoy the show. If you have any questions for a guest, we ask that you call in between 5:15 and 5:30. And that's when we'll be taking questions. Okay. And our guest today is Mark Cashman, and that's M-A-R-C C-A-S-H-M-A-N. And we want you to go to his website right now. It's CashmanCommercials.com. That's CashmanCommercials for you that want to add an extra M or only want to add one M, .com. So go to his website right now. It's the coolest, cutest little website ever. It's got a nice little jingle on there, and I love the whole design. As a matter of fact, you know, everybody knows I do my own website designs, and I'm going to pump his brain to find out how he got those little buttons. But it's really cute. He's won so many awards. He's won over 150 awards, and he's got everything on there. So I always like my guests to go there first and kind of while they're listening to the show to peruse the website and kind of get an idea of who he is, what he's like, and then that way you can ask your questions. So without further ado, we are going to welcome the wonderful voiceover artist Mark Cashman. Yay!
Hey, Leona, how are you doing?
Priscilla is Priscilla, the name.
Here I go. Great way to start, isn't that?
He called me Leona yesterday and that's
stuck.
His first event.
It's
now
just
it's
stuck.
The second.
We're going to be Leona
for
now.
That's okay. No, Priscilla Leona, that's so cool. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. We really appreciate you taking time to come.
And you are our very first voiceover genius, expert. And so we have a lot of questions that came in via email about being a voiceover artist. But let's start with your background. Tell us how you got, what inspired you to start out in the world of wanting to pursue a career in entertainment as opposed to being a mortician?
Yeah. I never really thought about the mortician part of it, but
very lucrative job.
But voice acting, actually, I came to Los Angeles about 30 years ago wanting to do jingles because I'd done a lot of music and background music and things like that, and I'd gotten into some music for commercials and decided to come out to Los Angeles and do jingles. But when I came out to L.A., I studied with Chuck Bloor, who was one of the top commercial producers in the world. And he showed me that there was a whole side of copy that I didn't know about. And I was a writer as well. And so I realized that just doing jingles and just doing music, I wouldn't be happy with. So mm-hmm. I wanted to do both, mm-hmm. just like he did. And so that's basically how I got into voiceover production. The more I was doing commercials, the more I was doing voiceover and working with voice actors, mm-hmm. wonderful voice actors, mm-hmm. and that's pretty much how I basically got into it. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be. And I wanted to specialize in radio.
Mm-hmm.
I was not crazy about TV or film, or it just seemed to be too labor intensive, too time intensive, and radio just seemed to be very
fast,
very quick. Mm-hmm. Move on, do a lot of work, do it quickly, and every day
get
is
up
different.
And go.
And every day is different. Plus, I had to work with many fewer people. With television, you have a lot of people. A lot of people have to approve the storyboard and this, and you have the client, and you have all the people on the set, and you have all the...
A lot of people know. My audience, for people who don't know how this process works, why don't you explain the difference? Like, people are saying, I know right now they're listening and going, well, what's the difference? How? What is it like working, doing voiceover for radio and television? I know you're saying there's a lot of people, but how is the setup?
It's very, very simple. It's basically, you go into a studio, you're in a booth, you're behind a microphone, and you're usually working with either just the engineer. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's just you and the engineer.
Right.
And they might have a phone patch, somebody might be directing you over the phone, but it's just you and the engineer. Occasionally, it's you, the engineer, and the client who directs you. And occasionally, there's more than one client who comes in. Mm-hmm. But usually, it's not more than a handful of people mm-hmm. who are in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in the booth by yourself, and that's it. And,
mm-hmm.
and so it's a heck of a lot simpler. Plus, you don't have to worry about makeup. You don't have to worry about wardrobe.
Now, you were talking about radio.
Basically voice acting.
All right.
That's exactly it.
So how is that different from television or doing work for, say, if someone wants you to do something for film or television?
You mean off-camera? Mm-hmm. Same thing? That's the exact same thing?
Like, for example, if someone says to you, I want you to do a commercial for a television commercial.
Mm-hmm.
How is that different from, say, they want, okay, Mark, I want to hire you for doing a voiceover for a trailer, for a feature film.
It's virtually the exact same thing. You're just sitting behind the microphone or standing behind the microphone, and you're reading a script. Sometimes you're reading to picture. Sometimes you have to voice to picture. You have to see the picture to see when, for timing purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, you don't see anything. You just have to, you have a script in front of you. You have to read that script, interpret that script, act that script.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter whether it's for radio or TV.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, depending upon what it is you're doing,
right.
the genre, whether it's trailers, whether it's promos, whether it's narration, whether it's animation or TV or radio commercials, whatever copy you've got in front of you is going to determine the way you're going to read it.
Right.
And that's where acting comes in.
Right. So what would you recommend that if someone wanted to do voiceovers, would you tell them first find out what you want to specialize in?
No.
Or what would you take a person, I want to do voiceovers, I think it would be exciting.
Yes.
What do I have to do, Mark?
Okay, here's where you start. You start with any career. Let's just say you want to become a doctor. What do you do? You go to undergraduate school,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then what do? You go to med school.
Med school.
And then after you graduate med school, what do? You intern.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you intern,
mm-hmm.
and you've got that under your belt, then finally you either join a practice, hang a shingle out by yourself, depending mm-hmm. upon what it is you're doing. Every career that you want to do, that you have a passion to do, you are going to have to study,
mm-hmm.
study,
mm-hmm.
study,
mm.
then study,
mm-hmm.
and then possibly mm-hmm. intern.
Right.
So you can learn as much as you possibly can.
Right.
And then basically get your name out there. Now, voice acting is different because voice acting is, even though it's an anonymous part of show business, it's still part of show business.
Of course.
So with, let's just say you want to become an actor, a TV actor. You'd have headshots.
Right.
You go out on auditions.
Right.
And you try to find an agent.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd start booking jobs here and there.
Right.
And then start booking more and more and more and more. And then basically you're just getting more and more experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those people who are doing that also are doing stage.
Right.
Sometimes they're doing film.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're waiters.
Right.
Because they have to keep the roof over their head and the phone in the wall while they're doing that. They're paying their dues.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to classes. They're taking every class they can possibly take and find every great instructor they can possibly study with to learn as much as they possibly can. And everything that they learn, they apply to every job that they audition for.
Mm-hmm.
And or job that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they're in a play and they've got the lead. They're still working.
Right.
They're still going to class. An actor never stops learning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they call it voice acting. I'll make a distinction here between voiceover and voice acting.
Okay? Interesting.
A voiceover is going to be something where you're not acting particularly, at least in my opinion. A legal tag, where they say 4.9% APR financing for 36 months, that's not acting.
Mm.
That's not voice acting. That's voiceover.
That's
a very, very simple, straight announcer.
Right.
Now, that's not to say that you don't have to have the talent for that, because you do.
Right.
You have to articulate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the right sound. But there's not much acting involved. But voice acting, where you are either trying to come across to someone convincing, someone real, a character,
mm-hmm.
whatever the case may be, anything that requires acting, you have to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where your acting experience really, really comes in.
Right.
There are a lot of people, and that's not to denigrate announcers.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of great announcers out there,
mm-hmm.
people who sound absolutely wonderful. They have great articulation, great projection, wonderful resonance, and they are able to announce millions of things and make quite a good living at it. But the people who make the most amount of money in this business are the ones who can do both,
mm-hmm.
who can do announcing, but who can also act.
Uh-huh.
They're the ones who can apply themselves to commercials, narration, animation, promos, trailers, audiobooks, virtually everything.
Right.
They're the ones who are most versatile.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who, there are more opportunities for voice actors,
right,
rather than just announcers.
Right.
And again, I don't mean to denigrate announcers.
Right.
There are some announcers out there who are absolutely brilliant
mm-hmm.
at what they do.
Right.
But they're not going to be doing much acting.
Now, would you call the guy, I'm sure you're familiar with him, I do not know his name, I know he is I believe he's a Latin gentleman, but you hear his voice on practically every single
trailer.
Movie trailer there
George
is.
George Del Hoyo?
I think that's
yes.
it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, his voice is so distinctive.
Oh, wonderful.
Would you call him a voiceover actor or announcer?
I would call him a voice actor.
Uh-huh.
He's a voice actor.
He really gets you into it, doesn't he?
That's exactly it, because he's telling a story.
But yet he only, like, announces things, so that's kind of weird.
He's
telling a story,
he's
right.
telling a story. He's
right.
telling a story.
He's reading script.
He's well.
Right.
He's definitely reading script, but he is definitely a voice actor.
He's fantastic.
That's not to say that he can't announce. He
right.
could announce,
of course.
He can announce in his sleep.
Right.
But he's not. But he's not. We wouldn't call him an announcer.
Right.
We'd call him a voice actor, a voice artist.
And then the guy who did Movie Phone. I don't know his name, but would you call him announcer or
I'm not
a
sure.
voiceover actor?
I'm not sure
Welcome
about him.
Welcome to Movie Phone.
That I'm not familiar with his voice, but
okay.
there's one man who has really put the face on voice acting, and that's Don LaFontaine. And
that's who I was actually thinking of.
Don LaFontaine is the one who's on the Geico commercials.
Oh!
And Don LaFontaine has basically put a face on voice acting.
I thought he was the one that did all the horror movie trailers
he was just talking about.
He's
the king of trailers.
Oh, my
he's
God.
The
I
king.
Love
but
him.
But George Del Hoyo is also one of the elite members of the trailer the trailer club.
Yeah. So many people say, now let's talk about this. So many people say that it is such, wait, let me back up. Jim Michaels is a producer, executive producer of Everybody Hates Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that you got to get into voiceover acting. Not me personally, but
mm-hmm.
he was talking to a couple group of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you got to get into it. It is one of the best jobs ever. It pays a lot of money. You're only there for a short amount of time. It's in addition to what you already do. So he's
mm-hmm.
very pro
mm-hmm.
voiceover acting. So I said, you know, Jim, I heard so many rumors that it's such a click and it's all who you know and you can only get a job by someone who it's a very very much part of a nepotism. So
no.
Can you tell us about that? Is that true that it's very hard to get a job as doing a voiceover? There's only a few.
Well, let's put it this way. It's very, very, very competitive.
Yeah.
But the nepotism, no. It's no. talent. It all comes down to talent and how good you are, how versatile you are.
Now there are like Actors Access, LA Casting, there's many, many websites where an actor can go and see jobs listed and submit for.
Yes.
Where does one go to find a job as a voiceover artist? Because I don't see a website for that.
Well, believe it or not, there occasionally. I have a friend who lives out on the East Coast who scours Craigslist. There's, believe it or not, a section for voice acting or voiceover on Craigslist.
Voiceover work?
Yes, voiceover work. Voiceover jobs on Craigslist. And of course, that's free. You can just go to Craigslist and check that out. There are some, lately there have been some, there are a number of voice casting companies that will, where you can join for $100 or $200 a year,
okay.
a yearly membership fee. Excuse me, and they will, and they will send you auditions every single day, literally every day, Monday through Sunday, every day, and many times multiple jobs per day, and these are jobs that are open to anybody,
right?
But obviously, if you are a professional, you're going to have a better shot
at
it if you understand and know what you're doing,
right?
But
What are the names of these companies?
One is the biggest one is Voices.com.
Voices.com. Okay.
And I think that's it's $199 a year.
Okay.
Which
is a good price.
Well,
compared to what you're going to get paid.
Consider that they send you jobs every day.
Right.
365 divided into 200. Already it's less than a dollar a day.
Right.
When you have multiple jobs per day, then you're talking about 10 cents a job. I mean, we're talking about it's. I think it's a great way to see what's out there and to try your luck in terms of submitting. But the thing is that you have to make sure that you know what you're doing.
Okay.
And that's where, again, studying comes in. That's where taking classes comes in. That's where instruction comes in, because you have to understand what it is you're doing. If I decided I want to become an on-camera actor, I wouldn't just say, okay, I'm going to be an on-camera actor. I'd be studying with acting coaches and people who can show me basically what to do in front of the camera so that I can be competitive.
Right.
And again, it's like anything that you want to do. You want to be an artist, you're going to take classes, you're going to study art. You want to do ballet, you want to learn guitar, you want to do whatever it is you want to do, you have to train.
Right.
It doesn't matter
of
what.
Of course.
And so it's the same thing
and
with
and be prepared
voice acting
when opportunity knocks.
Absolutely.
Right?
But now the thing is that within the arts, in the arts, particularly in broadcast, particularly in voiceover and on camera, what you have to do ultimately, eventually, is you have to put together, after you've trained, after you really understand your craft and know your craft, you have to put together a demonstration of your abilities. If it's on camera, you have to put together a demo of your on camera acting.
Right.
If it's if you want to be a voice actor, you have to put together a demonstration of your voice acting abilities.
Right.
Because ultimately, this.
Keep going. We have a caller.
Okay, great.
We have
a
caller.
Let's take it.
Just when I was getting to the goodies. Okay. Welcome, caller. You're on the air with Mark Cashman.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I can hear you. What's your name?
Okay, good. Hi. This is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
In Canoga Park.
Hey, Dan.
I was wondering about demos. How long is too long, and how short is too short?
Ah, okay. You know, it's funny. The standard right now, the standard it seems for demos is 60 seconds. I find as a producer that a 60 second demo, because I get submissions every day, I find that a 60 second demo I find demos in general is only going to give me an idea of your voice print. The actual sound of your voice, your actual ability to act will be told in the audition, but I recommend many times when people are doing demos to do demos that run maybe 1.5 minutes to 1.75 minutes, and then do a 60-second version of that demo. because ultimately you're going to want to give that 60-second demo to your agent, should you get one, and that 60-second demo will be put up on voicebank.net. On voicebank.net, for those listeners, voicebank.net is a very humbling experience because it has a listing of every voice agency in the country with a roster of all their talent, with a with a posting of all their demos. So you can listen to literally hundreds and hundreds of voice actors and get a really, really good idea as to what a voice demo should sound like. I also, on my site, I do demos mainly for my students. And on my site, if you go to my site and click on VO Demos, you'll hear demos that I've produced for my students, which will give you, again, good indication of what is considered, I guess, format-wise, a competitive demo. Did that answer your question, Dan?
Yes, yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dan. Do you have another question?
No, sadly, no.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. And do a demo.
Thanks. Okay. Keep up the good work, you guys.
Okay. Bye.
Dan, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Have you taken any classes?
I haven't taken classes myself, but I used to hang out with a bunch of people who were taking a class.
Very interesting. And did they learn anything?
Yeah, they learned plenty, and I sort of sponged it off of them. I was too cheap at the time to actually pay for a class.
That's okay.
But, they would just, like, chat about it afterwards.
You got their knowledge through,
pick it all up.
Through osmosis. You know, in Los Angeles, there are more voice acting classes than anywhere else in the country, and therefore, by extrapolation, anywhere else in the world. There are more voice acting classes than anywhere else in the world in this city.
Wow.
So you have a huge shot. In fact, if you anybody who's listening and wants to find those classes, the VoiceOver Resource Guide is the one place to go for all information. You can go online and get it, VoiceOver Resource Guide. They have it online, an online version, and they also have it in print format as well. You pick it up at, Samuel French or any of those really big the newspaper stands, and they have everything VoiceOver related in that book. So if you are interested, Dan, in any classes, You can definitely find it there.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Dan. Do you have any more questions, or are you excited to get on the website that he just told you about?
He wasn't expecting to be on this long.
I know.
Yeah, you know, I try to keep it brief to 30 seconds or less.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.
Right,
thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Are we disconnected from Mr. Dan now? Okay. Yeah, that's an interesting point he brought up. How long? Are there variances? Say, for example, I want to be a voiceover artist. Say I never took classes, but everybody tells me what a great voice you have. You should be doing voiceover. So you say, okay, well, I'm a little too old to be starting to take classes if I've already got the voice.
No, you're never too old.
Okay. So I start taking a class, but I say I'm poor, which a lot of people are starting.
Yes.
Okay, so you can't really afford expensive classes,
yes.
And you want to just put a little demo together. Say,
no.
Okay.
I'm going to stop you right now.
Stop me right now.
I'm going to stop you right now.
Good.
Here's the thing. If you put a demo together before you're ready, if you put a demo together before you understand what it is you're doing, before you have the tools, the knowledge, the foundation, and the skills that you need, if you put a demo together, all you're going to be doing is showcasing your amateur status.
Mm-hmm.
All you're going to be doing is showcasing how much you need training. Is bottom line.
Okay.
The mantra is, if you're going to do something, do it right.
Yeah.
Don't do it half-assed.
Right.
Because what happens is, if you do put a demo together and you send it out there, and that's what you're ultimately going to do, that people are going to hear it and say, oh, this person doesn't know what they're doing. I'm not going to listen to it. So what you've done is you've wasted your time.
Right.
You've wasted their time.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the point?
Right.
The point is, if you want to do it, do it.
Okay, so what if you were a really good actor, but you'd never take classes at voiceovers?
I work with a lot of actors who have had dozens and decades of dozens of years and decades of stage work or on-camera work, and they want to transition into voice acting. I've had veteran film actors who say, I want to start at the beginning.
Right.
I want to be in the beginning class. Mm-hmm. I want to know from the very beginning the fundamentals and everything that goes into this, even though I've been behind the camera all these years.
Right.
Even though I can read any script. Well, the thing is, you can't read any script. Film script is different than a radio script. Mm. A stage script is different than a radio mm-hmm. script. It's a totally different course.
Right.
It's basically like saying, I've been riding a donkey for X amount of years. I want to now ride on a thoroughbred racehorse.
Mm.
Okay.
It's that drastic, even if you're a really good actor, you can't just pick up the script and start reading it.
No,
What are these differences that will immediately make one realize that you're not?
All you have to do is listen.
Uh-huh.
Is listen on the radio and hear basically what people are doing and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear, again, when you hear an announcement for the white sale at Macy's,
right.
That's going to be a hell of a lot different than Shakespeare.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's true.
Right. So if you are used to, again, you know, being on stage and being in a play, whoops, I hit this thing.
It's
sorry.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you're asked to again do retail copy for a commercial. It's a completely different transition. It's just a different horse. That you're riding on.
Well, we got another caller. Hey, caller. This is Question Reality. Welcome. And we have Mark Cashman on the air. Do you have a call for him?
Yes, I do. This is Henry Knight. And I took some classes in Chicago from Deb Dotzer and Jeff Lupitin. You might know the name Jeff Lupitin. But anyway, wanted to get an idea of the ranking of the cities. I always thought Chicago was huge in voiceover. Is LA larger?
Yes, L.A.'s the largest, and New York is second, and Chicago is third, and I think Dallas, Houston is fourth. In terms of now, you know, again, are we talking about in terms of amount of work? Are we talking about amount of agencies? But Chicago is definitely up there. It's up in the top three because I did it again. Now I kicked something.
Yeah.
In terms of the three top markets in the United States, it's L.A., Chicago, New York. Those are considered the three top national markets.
Okay, so L.A. would be number one, and Chicago number two, and New York number three.
Yeah, New York might quibble with you, and so might Chicago, but.
Chicago has the best pizza and hot dogs.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay. And of course, the best football team being the Bears.
Now that I'm not going to even go there because when we talk sports, you don't even then you do start questioning reality at that particular point. So you studied there. Are you working?
I'm not doing any voiceovers. No, I do some. I'm out here auditioning in LA and so forth. Moved here from Chicago. So like I said, I took some classes out there. Did a little demo. I really haven't. Spent the money and had a big-time professional demo reel put together yet.
It you know the thing is that when you are trying to break in into a major market, you have a heck of a lot of competition, not just in talent but also in how talent is packaging their demo. Now the situation has changed a little bit in the fact that the advent of the internet makes it so that you can now submit your demo. Well, online, you can attach it to an email. You can even send an email just with a link, and they can go right to your website. So the money that you would normally put into the packaging of your actual demo, the packaging now becomes digital form, and your website becomes the packaging. But a number of actors decide to do both. They decide to have the physical demo that they hand out, and they also have the website and links and samples of all their stuff. It's become a lot more sophisticated, and again, a lot more competitive. If you go onto my site and you hit the VO demo button, you'll hear a number of demos there that are competitive that my students that I produced for my students and they've sent out.
Right. I'm going to check out your website, and I'm looking to get a professional. A voiceover demo done. So I'll be contacting you, and thank you very much, Priscilla, for sending me the invitation to listen in today.
Thank you, Henry. Have a great day. We look forward to hearing that voiceover.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, we lost a call, so I just want to say, caller, please call back. I tried to call you, but I just can't seem to get out through these walls. I think we're in a bunker situation.
Downtown,
but
yeah, I'm surprised you even have a signal.
I tried to call the caller back, but unfortunately couldn't. So caller, call back in and ask Mark Cashman a question. Now, where were we, Mark? You were talking about something very important.
I can't even remember what it was, but again, it just comes.
We were at the Voice Resource Guide.
The VoiceOver Resource Guide. Well, we mentioned that a while ago. That's got all the different classes, but again, I always go back to training.
Oh, that's what we were talking about, because I wanted to know if you're a very good actor,
yes,
why you couldn't make that transition.
Oh, no,
and
that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. Oh, that's right. We were talking about stage and TV. The great thing about working with, if you are a really seasoned actor and you want to transition into voiceover, into voice acting, I should say, you already have a leg up because you are an actor.
Right.
Now, here's another thing that if you have an ability that you, if you have this ability, you have another leg up, and that's musicality.
Mm.
If you know how to play an instrument, or if you are particularly a good singer,
mm-hmm,
some of my most successful students have been singers, professional singers, because a lot of the skill sets that singers have, you can use in voice acting. And just think about, and a lot of singers don't even realize this, but the skill sets they have in terms of breath control,
mm-hmm,
projection,
right,
dynamics,
right,
interpretation,
mm-hmm,
articulation,
mm-hmm,
plus the most important thing, and that is their musical ability of hearing the notes.
Yeah.
There's music in copy. There is music. There are sharps and flats and rests and dynamics and keys and all sorts of musical things going on in copy.
Right.
And so when you have a musical ear,
mm-hmm,
you're going to definitely have a leg up. If you're a musician, you have more of a leg up. If you're a singer, you have a huge leg up. And if you are a double threat, if you are one of those actors, singers,
uh-huh,
the stage people who can sing and dance and act and everything else like that, you are
triple threat.
You are a triple threat. Absolutely. Those are some of my most successful students, that they've made that transition because they understand how to act, they can hear everything,
mm-hmm,
and they really know how to deliver.
To sing. Yeah, you just brought something, plucked it right out of my mind. I have a wonderful friend, Kelly Foster, who's a singer, and beautiful voice. She writes her own music. Incredible. As a matter of fact, I play it on every show because I just like to hear the songs. I'm her biggest fan, literally and figuratively. But I have been telling her, you should be doing things with your music. I mean, she's just so brilliant. And I thought, when I started talking to you, I thought, oh, you know what? I'm going to tell Kelly she could probably get into voiceovers if she wanted. And now that you just said that, you've just confirmed what I was thinking when I was sitting in the lobby today.
If she's interested in
if
that,
she's
you know,
in, yeah, that's true.
That's the whole thing. You know, songwriters have no, they have no desire to go out and audition,
right,
and everything else like that.
But
they,
what about
just
this?
A different mindset.
What about this, Mark? The ones that are working Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 at temp jobs, this
yes,
could be a lucrative business for them.
Absolutely.
A couple of these, and they don't have to do the temp jobs, and they can pursue their singing career. Tell us about that.
Well, again, really what it comes down to is how bad do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
How bad do you want it? A songwriter is going to be hard at work writing songs.
Right.
That's what they're going to be. They'll be writing songs even while they're doing their temp job because they can't
right,
help it. That's
mm-hmm,
all that's what they're geared toward.
Uh-huh.
Somebody who wants to get into voice acting. Let's just say somebody who
who's a singer. Let's say that. Because
let's forget the singer. Because,
no,
because
let's
just
the
say
singer.
Let's talk about somebody who people come up to them and say, you've got a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
You should be into voice acting. You should be in a voiceover. That's what they say.
Yeah.
And these people are working. They're working a desk job in
right,
an insurance company, or they're a stock boy in
Temporal,
a supermarket,
mm-hmm,
or whatever the case may be. But people are constantly coming up
right,
to them and say, "You have a wonderful voice."
Yeah.
They're doing a telephone. They're on a telephone job and they're constantly talking to people all the time.
Right.
You have a wonderful voice. Why don't you get into voice acting? And so basically, what it comes down to is, how badly does that person want to do it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
if you have a great face, you should go on TV. Mm-hmm. You should be a TV actor.
Mm-hmm.
You've got an interesting, your hands are beautiful. You should be a hand model.
Right.
We can, you know, people get compliments all the time. That doesn't necessarily mean, you're really, really tall. You should be a basketball player.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what it really comes down to is, the beauty of voice acting is, it doesn't matter what you look like.
Right.
You don't have to worry about a headshot. You don't have to worry about wardrobe and makeup and everything else like that.
Yeah. Your voice is your product.
It all comes out of your voice.
It all comes out.
And if it's something that you really, really want to do.
Right.
Really want to do.
Right.
You will find a way to do it.
You will find a way.
Even if you don't live in a major market.
Right.
You will find a way to do it.
Right.
You will get there. You'll go there.
Well, that's,
but you have to want to do it.
Yeah.
You could have a dozen people every day tell you that you are good at something, but if you don't want it, what good is it?
Or if you don't want to put the effort in because you feel lazy, it's not going
to
happen.
Now, just think about this, and I tell this to my students all the time. Think about all the friends you have.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very small percentage of those friends are extraordinarily talented,
mm-hmm.
but have no drive. They have no drive whatsoever. They think the world is going to come to them.
Oh.
It doesn't. They have no drive. Look where they are. They aren't anywhere.
No.
Then you have the majority of your friends are marginally talented,
mm-hmm.
but have tremendous drive.
Yeah.
They really, really want it.
Yeah.
Where are they?
I see that all the time. And I'm like, how the hell did he get that gig? He can't even sing or play an instrument.
Because he wanted it, and he had drive, and he had determination, and he had tenacity, and he went for it, or she went for
it.
Then, of course, you have a very small handful at the other end of the spectrum who are extraordinarily talented, have incredible drive, and look where they are unstoppable.
Right.
They are totally successful because they have the combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
But what it shows you is that the people who are marginally talented but have drive, it's
That's
the drive.
Right.
It's the tenacity. It's the fire in your belly.
Right.
It's how much you want it.
Right.
How
That's
bad.
True.
Do you want it?
That's right.
And once you get there, and once you decide that and make that determination,
mm-hmm.
you'll go for it.
Yeah.
You'll go for it. Nothing will be get in your way.
Mm. Mm-mm.
You may find a lot of obstacles on the way.
Right.
But as a young actress, I read a little blurb, a young actress said that if you look at situations, if you look at opportunities more than obstacles, you will be successful.
Absolutely. That's true. Now, you know what? We got a little test for you.
Oh, boy.
I am going to play two voiceover commercials, and
Uh-oh.
I want you, being the expert, want you to tell me what this person can do. It's a novice voiceover actor,
okay.
And I had him do my voiceovers. I love them,
okay.
And I thought, I said, well, you know, I can pay $1,500 or $2,000, whatever it is. We're going to talk price maybe when we get back, of how much it would cost me to get this. So when you listen to this, done by a professional,
okay.
How much would this cost? And then let's critique it and see how this person can do it better.
Okay.
We're going to first do, for my website company, Design on a Dime Websites. We're going to do that one first. Okay, hit it.
Do you need a website but don't think that you can afford one? Do you dread the thought of even doing the research to find a company that you can afford? Do you cringe because you know that the person you talk to will try to sell you more than the advertised price? At Design on a Dime Websites, we pride ourselves in being able to design original, professional, efficient, creative, and extremely affordable websites. Your website design will load fast, be customized to fit your needs and vision, and be presented in a clear, concise, and easy-to-read format with user-friendly link navigation. We challenge you to find a company that has lower prices and better customer service with beautiful, original designs. So, gather some dimes together and call us today at 213-687-6903 or visit us on the web at designonadime.us for your personal consultation with a very friendly representative who will be able to give you a great website that fits your budget.
Yoo!
That's great.
Now, I want you to be honest, and I'm going to tell you right out. I wrote the ad copy. Okay. I know it went on forever.
I'm not
I came
critique.
Up with the okay. music. Right. So I'm also asking you for advice for me, because I'm going to be continuing to do those for my advertisers. I came up with the music. I came up with the ad copy. And I had a friend who's an actor do the voiceover for me. Go ahead. Okay. Hit me with your best shots.
What do you want to know specifically?
First of all, the verbiage.
Yeah.
Was it too long?
Well, now we're into different things now. Now we're talking about production. And we're talking about copywriting and production. Now we're not talking about the voice actor.
Well, first, it was a minute, and I guess I had my answer from you earlier, but it was like a minute and four. Is that too long as an advertisement?
Well, no, your standard radio spots are either 30 or 60.
So if you go over 4 or 5 seconds, is that okay? Or does it really have to be?
Well, if it's broadcast, it's not okay.
Okay.
If it's broadcast, if you're going to put it on the air, then it has to be 30 or 60.
30 or 60.
Exactly.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
from listening,
but on the internet,
what the hell?
Go on as long as you want.
I'm gonna do a 5-minute one next time. Now, as far as the ad copy, did you find that it was informative and it got all the points across? Is that something you look for if someone were to send you a demo?
No, I'm not critiquing the ad
You're
copy
just
at
listening
all.
To
all
the
I'm
voice.
Doing is listening to their performance.
Okay.
The ad copy is meaningless.
What about the music?
The music, again, production, if I'm listening to a demo, a well-produced demo is going to play better than a poorly produced demo. There's no doubt about it.
Okay,
but that's a demo. And a demo is basically a compilation of many excerpts of different spots.
Right.
So you don't hear the entire spot on a demo. You just hear snippets
or elements. So you wouldn't hear the whole
thing.
So if you're making a demo, how short should you make each spot?
It just depends. But they range anywhere. That's a jackhammer from 36 stories below actually being picked up. Yeah,
he wants to do a voiceover.
That's it. Well, at least we got the sound effect of the jackhammer. In terms of the elements, they range. They range anywhere from 3 to 5 seconds to 10 or 15 seconds.
Okay.
But usually no longer.
Okay.
Because again, your demo is going to be anywhere from 60 to 90 seconds.
Okay.
And so you have to have a number of smaller snippets.
Right.
So
the total demo, if someone were to send you one,
yes.
If you were hiring, wanted to hire, it should be no longer than everything
90 to 110 seconds.
With how many 3 to 5?
Oh, usually a 5 to 10.
Five to ten
elements.
Right.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Do you start with any certain one? Like, would you start with an announcer one?
No,
as you were saying?
Basically, what you want to do is, overall, in terms of the overall way of looking at a demo, is you want to start strong, you want to end strong, and you want to keep it interesting.
Mm-hmm, right.
Is really what it comes down to. And you want to show off. Your demo is basically, Your demo shows off various shades
right.
of you.
Mm-hmm.
Your demo is a demonstration of what they call your signature voice,
mm-hmm.
what you normally sound like every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you happy, or you sad, or you excited, or mm-hmm. you frustrated, or you mad, or you romantic, and
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
all the different
right.
emotional sides of you is really what goes on that demo. Obviously, with commercial copy.
Right.
We're talking about commercial demos here.
Right.
There are many other types of demos. When a person, voice actor puts together a demo,
mm-hmm.
they have many categories. They will show their skills at commercial copy,
mm-hmm.
narration,
mm-hmm.
animation, trailer, promo, audiobook, e-learning. There are many, many different categories that voice actors have,
mm-hmm.
and show what. So on your demo, which is usually a CD,
mm-hmm.
You can put as many categories as you want. You can fit so much stuff on that demo,
right?
And you can show off your abilities in each of those categories.
Now, which one? No, I understood every category, but I got confused as far as promo. How does promo differ from
promos,
say commercial?
Promos are what you hear on TV.
Okay.
And trailers are what you hear in the
film,
movies.
Yeah.
Right.
And commercial. Promo. What would a promo sound like?
Promo basically is going to tell you about what is upcoming on the next TV show. Oh. On the next Montel Williams.
Okay.
Okay, that's
so
that's
that doesn't
be a promo.
Fall in the announcer category.
Well, it is an announcer. Okay. An announcer is doing that.
All
but
right.
But the actual category, the genre, is a promo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's for TV. It's basically promoting television
okay.
programming.
Okay.
As opposed to promoting film.
Mm-hmm. So it should encompass all of that. Mm-hmm. Okay, my little Design on a Dime website
yes.
ad, what would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, again, we're not, what are we talking about, production, copywriting, or the art, the actor who
let's
delivered it?
Let's do production, let's just do two. Production, and then the voiceover actor.
Okay, well, production, it sounded fine. Okay. That lull between music, the two different pieces
yeah.
of music, I would have tightened that up.
Okay.
That was a hole that was so big you could have driven a truck through.
Yeah.
That's basically why it ran 104. There was just a huge,
mm-hmm.
huge hole there.
It was actually bigger than that, and I did snip a little piece up, but I agree with you.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so you could definitely
I
tighten
hear
that up.
Uh-huh.
In terms of copy, you know, it all depends upon who your audience is.
Right.
Okay. And the thing is that most people who are on the internet
mm-hmm.
are a little bit more, well, they're younger.
Right.
And so basically you are always writing to your demographic
right.
and your target audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so that copy was written more for an older demographic.
Interesting.
Basically, you just need to be conversational.
That's very interesting.
And just make that
because
copy.
Of the music, or was it the copy and
no,
the
it was
music
a copy.
Combined?
Well,
oh.
it was both. It was just skewed
that.
A little older.
I see that.
And
you just
needed to be much much hipper.
Wow, that is a great. Well, I'm just blown away by that. I'm just thinking, now I hear it in my mind, that does seem like a 35 to 55 category.
It's an older demo, but again,
you
people
just
are
picked
on the
up
net.
On that immediately,
well,
and I didn't even think about that.
Well, that's mainly because I've been in production
my
whole career. Now, as far as the actor is concerned, he was really good. He was very much invested and enthusiastic about what it was he was saying.
Right.
You could hear it intrinsically in his voice. You could hear his smile. You could hear his energy. You could hear his enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was right there. He delivered that copy the best way he could possibly
mm-hmm.
deliver it. And so he did a great job.
I directed him. I think I got a new career per Mark Cashman. Oh, Lord. I'm like, okay, can you do this? Yeah, he did a great job.
I mean,
he did it one way, but I didn't hear it
uh-huh.
the way he had done it.
Right.
So I just gave him he's so good that I just gave him like a couple adjectives.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he did it again, it was perfect.
That's what a good actor does.
So I thought, you know, yeah. So I thought, ooh, I'm going to have you do another one. Can you do Vincent Price?
There you, uh-huh,
so
yeah.
Now I'm going to have you do one more, and then we are going to... This will be with... I gave him the instruction of wanting him to sound like Vincent Price.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. What am I up to now?
The Horror Channel is your home for the best in horror entertainment, news, culture, lifestyle, and best of all, frights. We are available on Verizon Fios Cable Television. Go to Channel 900, free on demand, and select Pop Culture. Scroll down and you'll find The Horror Channel. So be sure to visit horrorchannel.com for all of our latest programming.
There's a lot of rain going on there.
There's a lot of rain.
All right.
And thunder. I didn't hear the lightning. I didn't hear the... Push. That was the only thing you were missing on that one. And then the owls. That's it. But he did great. He did great. What's his name?
Dan Krause.
Krause. He did terrifically. You told him Vincent Price, and
because he did it one way, and all I said was, you know, can you do it more like Vincent Price?
Yeah.
He immediately made the change and did it more.
Yeah,
so good. So you would say I could hire him to do more of my voiceovers?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I knew that. I'm glad you said yes because I was going to do it anyway. Yeah, he's really great, and he is. He is one of the people you were speaking of. He's working Monday through Friday, 9-to-5 job. He's got, I think he's always had a great voice, and I've been encouraging him to do it. He's always wanted to do that. So I think this will definitely have helped him today.
Yeah.
I mean, he could. All he has to do is take some classes. Speaking of classes, I know a lot of times when we go to movies, which my husband and I go a lot, the only voiceover casting company I ever see is Barbara Harris. Is she the only game in town? Is she the biggest one? And if, you know, are there any other?
No. There are many voice casting companies in Los Angeles. And again, this is where the voiceover resource guide is going to come in.
Okay.
There are a number of casting companies. Barbara Harris is not... It's not the only game.
Not the only game in town. You're going to get that on the Voices Research Guide. Well, we got 1 minute to go. Is there anything you want to say? You got anything coming up? I know, a whole hour already.
That's amazing. The time has flown.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Anything you want to talk about, or
anybody who has any questions can go to my website and ask any questions.
CashmanCommercials.com.
I'm also nowcasting.com.
You write articles. Please check out nowcasting.com. Mm-hmm. And he writes articles. If you have any questions, mm-hmm.
and also voices.com. I have podcasts and articles there as well.
Okay, great. All right, people, you've heard Mark Cashman, Cashman Commercials. Make sure you check him out on nowcasting.com and also go to his website. You're going to love this website. It's the cutest thing ever. Thank you for calling. We'll see you next week on Question Reality.
Time. I couldn't wait till you